Firstly, thermal expansion. I'm sure everyone knows about this one. So it's due to increasing kinetic energy, which increases temperature and then causes the average separation of the constituents of the material to increase also. But there are some exceptions, like water at 4 Celsius and silicon in low temperatures, or high, if you like, superconductors. And these exceptions are usually due to phase changes or lattice vibrations. So railroads mostly grow in length, and therefore it's usual to define the linear expansion coefficient, as it's defined in there, in constant pressure. And it's done similarly for volume and area. It's often determined experimentally, but there are also some good theoretical models which predict the expansion coefficients for aluminum, for example, up to its melting point quite accurately. And another example of an experimental model is the ideal gas, for which the volumetric expansion coefficient can be calculated to be 1 over T quite easily. Then for effects of thermal expansion, well, this is just preparation for the effects, adding gaps into the railroad tracks. That's to prepare for sun kinks, as you may see in the other picture there, little bends in the tracks. They may also occur in bridges, and they have also preparatory measures for them. Another common effect you might know is the droopy power lines, at least in the summer. In the winter, they become more taut. As for applications, there are thermometers, mostly liquid thermometers, but there are also the bimetal strips that may be used in controlling different apparatuses. Well, hot air balloons, of course. And then there is this method called induction shrink fitting, where you may fit something, a large shaft into a small ring by first heating the ring so that the ring grows in diameter, and then you can fit the shaft into it and let it cool down. Hopefully it will stick. Well, the other process I'm going to talk about was freezing water. And water is quite an odd substance, as you may know. It expands when it's cooled down from 4 Celsius. This becomes the hydrogen bonds in water become more stable. And as a result, the water becomes the transition to ice and gets the lattice structure, which is actually less densely packed, as you may see. That picture in the left is water, and on the right it's ice. So that causes the expansion. Well, water is also quite a ubiquitous substance, which results in these cracks in the roads. But the roads are not the only thing water can crack. It can also crack boulders, pipes, and damage the foundations of buildings. And, of course, cells. Ice crystals can damage cells, that causes problems for crops and different animals, such as many amphibians and fishes. And, of course, humans in cryonics, when they try to preserve humans. Many plants survive this by the process of hardening, which is usually due to some chemical changes in the cell wall of the plants, and in later stages they may emit some anti-freezing agents. And these anti-freezing agents are also used by other organisms, such as some unicellular organisms and amphibians. So, in summary, increasing temperature often leads to expansion, but not always. Come up with better route coverings and don't put full bottles in the freezer. Thank you. Any questions?
How would better road coverings help? Because doesn't the water come from below the ground?
Yeah, but maybe they wouldn't crack.
Okay. Okay. So just stronger materials to build.
Or more elastic.
More elastic. Okay.
You think in this country just
that? Or in my country.
Just a comment on they are like in the process or have invented a.
Can you speak up a little?
They are in the process of inventing, or like they invented have prototypes of healing concrete. Concrete that fixes itself, fixes its own cracks from rain. It just solidifies after a few rains. So.
Cool.
Any other questions?
Yeah. So is there anything more you can say about why things normally expand other than that kinetic energy is getting higher when you raise the temperature? Why bigger rather than smaller?
I suppose it has a lot to do with the energetics. If the bond structures come more favorable, it may result in either expansion or contraction. I'm not sure quite about how the lattice vibrations affect it.
Can you say more about the
anti-freezing
engine? Is that, I mean,
did
it just dissolve?
I think there are some proteins that many organisms use. I think alcohol is something that some use to lower at least the temperature where they freeze. At least I know some fish in Finland use it.
Yeah, this is a hot topic, fish. Antifreeze. Fish antifreeze is a hot topic. You know, why fish don't freeze.
Right.
They have very nice ingredients in them that prevent that.
Yeah. There are also many artificial ingredients that are used in the cryonics, and they can actually cause the so-called vitrification, where the there is actually no freezing. Because of the anti-freezing agents, but the temperature is lowered well beyond the freezing temperature. And actually many plants, or some plants, use it in the very extreme conditions.
Any other questions? Thank you all for your time. That's St. Mary again.